And see a lot of you guys out there today. Is it a little cold for you guys? Weather has changed, that's for sure. Getting a little chilly, but it was good. Huh? Oh, yeah, as long as we can. Yeah, as long as the fields hold up, we'll go outside. You know, the game's played outside for the most part. So, yeah, we'll be out there. All right, well, you have.
Are you ready to name Josh the starter?
All signs are pointing in that direction. You know, had another good practice today and worked hard. And, you know, so I think we're really trending that way right now. Yep.
How about Pryor and Joe Hayden?
Terrell practice was good. Joe was out there practicing on a limited basis, you know, but he practiced, did well. You know, so I think, you know, it's a good chance for both those guys. But, you know, again, we'll keep those guys. We'll kind of go a little bit more through the week. But they did practice today.
Hey, Hugh, with John Greco going back and forth from guard to center pretty much most of the season, what have you seen out of him? And I guess how impressed have you been with his play, having to switch, you know, from half to half even?
Well, he's a pro, you know, and that's a good thing to have, especially this year, you know, with all the injuries and things we've dealt with, you know. And he's, you know, in games, you know, it's take the glove off, you got to go snap, and he doesn't blink, you know. And I think this team, his teammates are very important to him. And I think he's done a good job, you know. We've asked a lot of him, and he's responded to that challenge all the time.
Schottenheimer, could you talk about what you,
your
influence you received from him?
Oh, Marty's my guy. Marty brought me into this league. So I was at USC coaching with his son, Brian. I was a coordinator at USC. Brian was one of the coaches on our staff. And when Marty got the head coaching job at the Redskins, you know, he gave me my first opportunity to come in the National Football League and coach his running backs. So my time with him, I watched one of the most passionate football coaches I'd ever been around. You know, I know everybody has the stories about Marty just being crying, you know, and that's him, you know, because he's so passionate and about what he does and how he does it. But he taught me a ton about the running game being tough, you know, just what it meant to be a part of a team, you know, because it was his way and that's how he did things. And I think all the players respected him because he was a winner. You know, he believed in doing things right. And so a lot of that has rubbed off on me.
Brian joined him that year?
Yes, me and Brian both were on the staff.
So did Brian turn him on to you, or did Marty know you?
No, I think Marty came to our games. You know, he came to a lot of the USC games at the time. He, you know, he was out of football. So he was at our games quite a bit. And hopefully I made an impression on him. And maybe Brian did have a little bit of say in that. But, I mean, I hope it was because he thought I had a future in football.
Brian coached
the quarterbacks, the running back coach. And that's what I wanted to do. Yes. Well, oh, no, I was a coordinator at USC at that time. I think for me, Brian at that time coached the tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think he might have had another one prior to that, but it was a good time.
From the standpoint of the 86 games being recognized this week, question about Kosar is in terms of you being a quarterbacks guy and your memories of Kosar as a quarterback.
Guy can sling it, man. He can throw the ball around the park, you know, and make plays. And obviously those are some good teams that you're talking about. So, you know, Bernie obviously is a household name here, and I have a lot of respect for him. I enjoy seeing him all the time when I get an opportunity to. He's always very pleasant, very good to talk to. We've had him out to practice, you know, during the spring. I think our players enjoyed that. You know, we just want some of that magic that he had to rub off on us, you know, because he did it and did it really well.
Why did you guys bring in Vitaly and then cut Malcolm? What was the kind of thinking? What does he do different, I guess, in the
fullback? Well, I mean, again, as you guys know, we're always trying to improve. And if we see an opportunity to get better, you know, we're going to do it. You know, and I thought Malcolm's done some good things, but, you know, Dan offers a little different skill set, so we're going to try to use that as we move forward and give him a chance and see if he can get that done.
Are you ready to rule Cody out of this game?
No, I'm not. Not yet. You know, I think he has we have one more day to kind of see where it is. I think we'll know more tomorrow, but it's looking that way, but not ready to say that for sure.
Callahan is another guy who's not the typical size quarterback, a little shorter than, you know, whatever, the prototype. You obviously don't have a problem with size at that position. Why not?
Well, I think what was important is at the time we didn't know what was going to happen this week. So I don't care how tall, short, whatever it was, you know, that was out there. We needed to make sure that if something didn't go our way that we have, you know, people on the roster. So, you know, you go through and you find what's out there that can best help you in this particular point in time. And he was there.
Let's go on a larger scale then. Kessler, RG3, they're not typical size. So it's that same question, your thoughts on the physical aspects of the quarterback.
Well, I think... you know, I've worked with so many different types, tall types, short types, big, small, whatever you want to call it. I just like quarterbacks, period. You know, we're going to find, as we keep going through this process, you know, what's right and best for us. You know, and I think we've had some guys that have played and it hadn't really been about their size or any of that. It's can you play the position? And I think that's kind of been proven out over time throughout the National Football League. Do you want a big guy who has all the characteristics that you look for? Yes, you love to have that. But sometimes it doesn't sort out that way.
Drango, he was limited with the knee. Are you going to have another change on the offensive line?
Never know. You know, he practiced today, so he did some things, and we'll see where he is after practice today. But it was good to have him back out there. Obviously, he didn't practice yesterday, so it was his first day back. So we'll see how it all shakes out here. I'm sorry? Good. He did some good things. I mean, there's, like I said the other day, there's some things he needs to improve, you know, but it was good to see him play as many snaps as he did, you know, and he got injured a little earlier in the game and went over to the sideline, and, you know, they told him, you're okay from a, you know, a structural standpoint. He went right back in. You know, he didn't want out. So I thought that was really a good sign. He wanted to be out there with those guys battling. And I thought he battled hard and battled well.
And there are all kinds of problems teams obviously can have with quarterbacks, and you've been